This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Rays and the Royals, as Chris Archer has never defeated KC in five career starts, is opposition Jason Hamill, who finds trouble in the third.
1-0 pitch, swung on, belted high in the air, deep to center field. That is a way back, and that is a way gone. Home run number 9 for Logan Morrison. And the Rays take a 3-0 lead. He's driven in all three and now has 23 RBIs. And there's a blast to left by Ricky Weeks, and that ball's gone, and it's 4-0 Rays. That ball down the line, fair ball, that will get to the corner. And let's see if they can score Derek Norris. Soler finally pulls it out. Yeah, Norris is going to score easily. It'll be a triple for Corey Dickerson, and it's 5-0 Rays.
Archer comes set, comes home, and a pop-up on the infield. And the second baseman and shortstop come together. Miller, the second baseman, handles it to end the inning. Driven to deep left field, Bonifacio to the wall. And it is gone. Colby Rasmus, home run number 3. The right-hander pitches to Brandon Hoss. And a swing and a miss to win the game. So all Rays, 12-1.
The Rays demolished the Royals 12-1. Chris Archer racks up double-digit Ks for the second straight game. His career high is 3 straight starts from the 2015 season. There was not a lot to like for Ned Yost on Wednesday, as Jason Hamill was pounded by the Tampa Bay Bats, and the Royals suffered a lopsided 12-1 loss. The Kansas City skipper shared his thoughts after the game.
It wasn't exceptionally sharp. 1-2, when he missed in the zone. You know, when he missed, it was over the plate, but competed his tail off. I mean, it was huge. Went through, you know, got us through 7 innings, which really gave the bullpen a huge break. Moreland's thrown 2 pitches in 6 days, so he could use the work. But he just did a great job of getting us through 7 and saving the pen after last night.
You guys have had some success against Archer in the past, but was he exceptionally tough tonight?
Yeah, he was exceptionally tough. Really, really good slider. Good fastball, good changeup. Slider located it. You know, he could throw it back door for a strike when he wanted to. He could throw it back foot to our lefties when he wanted to, and it was just sharp.
Gordo, with the nice catch in center right after he goes out there.
Yeah. Is there a question there somewhere?
No,
I saw that too. Thanks for reminding me.
In the 7th, was there anything brewing between Perez and Archer before that moment?
No, I don't think so.
I mean, you didn't seem that there was any intent there.
It's hard for me to judge intent. It was awful strange that, you know, as good as his command was, that one got away from him. Sal had hit the ball hard twice, but it didn't make any sense to me, so it's hard to fathom, you know, if there was intent there or not, really.
Yeah.
162 games, you're going to get a couple games like this. You just try to toss this one off and say, hey, we'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly what you do. I mean, they happen. Yeah, I mean, these games actually are easier to take than losing games 1-0 or 3-2. You know, when you can look at opportunities that you had to, maybe score a run that would have tied the game, or scored the run where you didn't and ended up, could have given you the lead. These games happen.
You pinch ran for Kane. Is he okay? Just pulling a
rope. What'd you say?
When Kane came out, was there any reason for that? Just given earlier.
Yeah, just give him. I mean, he just ripped a base hit, and my focus coming in here was to probably give him Thursday off anyway. So with the score where it was, we just gave him a couple extra innings. He's fine. This turf is tough on outfielders, and especially outfielders of his caliber with such speed and agility. It takes a wear and tear on his legs, and just wanted to protect him.
Jason Vargas takes the mound on Thursday as he battles Jake Odorizzi.